is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, here we have another situation of a woman who declared war on her husband, and he responded with lethal resolve. Now, this article was sent to me by Tom Steffens, and it was published on the 25th of September. Cleveland ISD teacher charged with termination of wife before a five-hour SWAT standoff in Northeast Houston. Well. It looks like his wife got taught the final lesson of this man's career. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Cleveland ISD teacher has been charged after his wife was shot and offlined before a five-hour standoff with police in Northeast Houston on Sunday. James Paul Anderson, 37, was arrested and charged with the termination of his wife. He is scheduled to appear in court on Monday. Officers were dispatched to a home at 4311 Vista Ridge Drive, where a woman called 911, stating that her husband, later identified as Anderson, was threatening to shoot her, Houston police said. The 911 dispatcher reported hearing a gunshot while on the phone with a woman shortly before 5 p.m., according to HPD. Well, looks like he was no longer making threats. Whatever she said or did, he decided, I'm going to take matters into my own hands. When officers arrived, they asked Anderson to step outside of the house, but he refused, sparking the hours-long standoff. Gentlemen, on a quick side note, let's take a look at two pictures of this man. You have the picture on the left, the school picture. Look at him. He looks all chipper. He's got that glazed over look in his eyes. You could tell at that particular point, he was already a husband who was being held hostage. Why? Like I said, that cheesy ass husband smile, the glazed look over in his eyes. However, you look at his mugshot. That right there, gentlemen, is a face of a man who finally had enough. What did he become? A stone cold killer. He did, however, allow the couple's three-year-old son to exit the house, police said. The child was not injured, but was taken to the hospital for observation. Good on him for that one. Unfortunately, there are some guys who decide, you know what? Everybody's going. After several hours of negotiations with members of the HPD hostage negotiation and SWAT teams, Anderson surrendered and was taken into custody. When officers went inside, they found the woman unresponsive with a gunshot wound. Paramedics pronounced her deleted at the scene. You wonder why there was a 5 hours long standoff? He wanted to make sure that that woman was done. He wanted to make sure that she was offline. According to HPD, the situation stemmed from an alleged domestic dispute between the husband and wife. HPD confirmed they were currently in the middle of a divorce. There you go, gentlemen. Like I said at the beginning, she declared war on him using the family and divorce court systems. Once again, more blood has been shed due to divorce. Court records show that Anderson is the special education department chair at Santa Fe Middle School in Cleveland ISD. The district shared the following statement with ABC 13, adding that Anderson has been placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation. I don't want to read this statement because it's just more crap, and I don't really care about that. Once again, more blood is on the family and divorce court systems. Why? Because, as we all know, when it comes down to divorce, hey, as long as the man is raked over the coals, nobody cares. Why did this woman file for divorce? Why would she do that? Oh, that's right. I'm not happy, or whatever. Irreconcilable differences. No fault divorce needs to be stricken from the damn public. It needs to be stricken away. It needs to be taken away, period. Too many men have been destroyed because of that. However, not every man is going to take being divorce raped to kingdom come lying down like society wants them to. Oh, your wife's gonna leave, take half your stuff. You know what? You shouldn't worry about that. Just be a man and let her do it. No. Where the fuck is that asshole Matt Walsh to talk about this? Nah. See, this is why I can't stand trad cucks. Every time a man says, look at the divorce system. Oh, well, you know, you just got to pick the right woman and blah, 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 blah. Get the fuck out of here. It's women who serve men up to the damn divorce court industry. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gonna give that a 10. Method of execution, obviously the problem-solving pistol. Gotta give that a 5. Psychological impact, I'm going to give this a 25. Why? Because the 911 dispatcher had to hear the shot. The child was actually in the home. And of course, with the SWAT standoff, yeah, I'm going to give him a 25 on this one. And for the brutality factor, got to give him a 10. So James Paul Bearer Anderson gets a score of 50. Gentlemen, this is a prime example of something that I've said in the past. Whenever women threaten to call the police on you, whatever their response time is, you can take 30 seconds off of that. Now, what do I mean by that? If their response time is, let's say, 7 minutes, and I'm being very generous because most of the time now, most police departments really aren't responding like that. So let's just say 7 minutes. At that point, that man has 6 minutes and 30 seconds to do whatever it is he plans to do to her. She thought by calling 911, oh, he's going to stop. No. If anything, that only enraged him further. But like I said, the vast majority of women, they walk around this society and think, oh, let me call the police and a policeman's going to instantly appear. It doesn't work that way, ladies. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And women, particularly women who are going through divorces, who think that the system is going to protect you all the way up through that process, you better get this through your thick skull like this woman found out. The power you think you have, the protection you think you have, that is going out. Feminism and the idea that a man is just going to stand by like men in the past and let you absolutely destroy his life via the family and divorce court system, that thought process is going out right along with it. Because let me reiterate, not every man who finds himself facing family and divorce court is going to go down without a fight. Oh, no, 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 no. Like I said, there's going to be more men when they find out that they have to go through this, they're going to say, you know what? I'm going to lose my rights in family and divorce court. However, at least in criminal court, I get my rights. So it is what it is. You decided to become the bane of my life via the family and divorce court system. So guess what? I'm going to take matters into my own hands. So yeah, it's a lose-lose scenario. So fuck it. I may as well take control of my own destiny, which is exactly what this man did. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.